New to CFM for 2018.
Get up with Gordy and Ash Pollard.
Just back on the tools for another day.
Here we are.
Slaving away over the tools.
Over the tools.
So we both have something on the board here.
What? Oh, yeah.
You've got an Ash fact.
Yeah.
I want to talk about Mick Fanning retiring.
Right, good on you. That's enough. You've already talked about it. My turn.
One of the great Australian surfers, one of the best in the world.
Retired from punching sharks in the head.
And all he gets is he retired. That's it. We
congratulations,
move on.
Mick Fanning.
Oh,
a round of applause.
Well done, son.
For navigating those ways for however many years.
For living the absolute dream of being a professional.
For getting a real nice tan and that leathery skin of his.
Professional surfer is the ultimate. What's your fact, mate?
My fact of the day today is, did you know that cows only have bottom teeth?
Ash fact.
Boom. How cool's that?
I saw that on Lauren Phillips's Insta story last night.
That's where I got it from.
Socialite Lauren
Phillips. I was like, yes, let's see it.
Host of Kids WB on a Saturday morning, Lauren Phillips. Yeah, I did see that. So you're bringing facts to this show that you've seen on Socialite's Insta stories.
No, Lauren's a friend of mine, right?
As
is her husband.
I'm a friend of both of them as well. Right, that's what I'm just saying.
And I just thought, that's actually pretty cool. I didn't know that.
Cows only have bottom teeth.
I thought they had both, like... Ow, that must hurt their gum when they keep chewing the cud like that.
I thought you kind of grew up on a farm. I thought you would have known.
I didn't have cows. I grew up on acreage. We didn't have a farm.
Right.
We weren't farming anything, per se.
Maybe we can post that picture she posted with the cow with the bottom and the top teeth.
Yeah. There's no top teeth. We just discussed
it. No, but then she posted one next of, inserted some human teeth on the cow, which
did
looked
she?
Quite weird. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Hey, a little bit later in the show, we're chatting to a guy who claims he's seen a UFO.
Oh, God.
Do you believe...
No,
You don't believe... You think we're the only ones in this whole solar system?
I don't know.
Well, Peter Tibbetts is a guy that claims he has seen a UFO in Darwin, and he's going to tell us all about it later this morning. I love
this
stuff.
Look, I thought I'd seen one day.
Yeah?
There was something flying through the air, but then I was like, as if. As if there's going to be a UFO.
One day, mate, they're coming.
Well, actually, it could. Yes, it probably was an unidentified flying object. But every time I say someone says UFO, I think it's like a plate-looking thing flying through the sky.
And was this before or after the 10 shardies you had on your night out? Hey, you spotting a few?
I do not drink.
Well, you do it responsibly. That's the main thing. Hey, Smarter Than Who, 13, 12, 16, $100 voucher for HS Express, Tugra Business Park. They're all about the professional kitchenware, and all you have to do is take one of us on. One more loss, Pollard, and you're level with me in this game.
Thank you,
as
notes.
I look on the board here. So, 13, 12, 16.
Get up with Gordy and Ash Pollard, CFM.
People lining up to take us on in this ad.
Smarter Than Who.
Jack's in Berkeley Vale, one of those people. Morning, Jack.
Morning, guys.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show. $100 HS Express voucher at Tugra Business Park for your kitchenware. Who are you taking on this morning? Smarter Than Who?
Taking on you, Gordy.
Hey! He did not want that because he wants me to lose.
Well, if I win here, I'm up on the win count. I'm sitting on three wins and so are you, Ash. So...
Okay.
You've made a big mistake, Jack, is all I'll say. You've made a big mistake. All right, best of five, names of buzzers. If you get one wrong, point goes to the other person. Good luck,
all right,
mate.
Jackie boy, I'm backing you, mate. Let's do this.
Come
question
on.
Number one. Which American-born singer is headlining the Mardi Gras?
Gordy.
Yep.
Cher.
Correct.
Yes.
Question number two. Where in Australia would you find the big golden guitar?
Gordy. Tamworth.
Correct. Jack.
Wake up, Jack.
Too quick.
Okay, come on. Question number three. What is the bottom number in a fraction called?
Oh,
I'm not great with the...
People use this as a saying as well.
I know. I can... It's on the tip of my tongue.
Jack, I'll give you a clue. Gordy, shut your ears.
I've got headphones.
It's a common...
Gordy... Denominator.
Yes. I tried, Jack. I tried.
Nah, all good.
Unfortunately, Jack didn't this morning. He didn't try, but $100 voucher still coming your way, mate, just for playing the game. And thanks for the win.
too easy.
Yeah, too easy. Thanks, Jack. A warehouse of intriguing...
You're loving yourself, sick, you little feral, aren't you?
Professional kitchenware, HS Express, Tugra Business Park. More to go on the show this week. Oh, winning feels good. It's all good from here.
Get over yourself. God, this is heinous watching you do that.
You don't do that?
No. Just casually brush the cobwebs off my shoulder.
And keep on moving.
Let's go. Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. CFM.
Guess what?
What, mate? What do you got?
Apparently cornflakes were originally created to clear the mind of sinful thoughts. Now, they are one of the most popular breakfast cereals in the world.
It's classic.
And I'm sure for countless people across the world, it is an integral part of their morning routine.
Just get
in. It was mine once.
Smash some cornflakes and away, yeah.
Yeah, but now I'm a sustain lover.
That's a classic too.
See, I said it right too, because normally I'd say sustain, but I said sustain.
No one's saying sustain, are they?
Yeah, well, sustain. Me, I say sustain.
Sustain.
I've always said it like
sustain.
That.
Sustain. Weet-Bix is another classic.
And I never knew I was saying it wrong.
But when you're talking about these cornflake things, so what do you mean? To avoid sin? For what? Is a cornflake's religious?
Mr. Kellogg, who's John Harvey Kellogg, the man who created cornflakes, produced the cereal in the late 19th century and marketed it as a healthy, ready-to-eat, anti-masturbatory morning meal.
That's the fanciest I've ever heard that word.
Yeah, and that is in inverted commas, right? He was a Seventh-day Adventist, so super relig, and worked at... and worked as a physician.
Do you reckon he described himself as super relig?
Probs not.
Got around town. Guys, I'm super relig. Have my cornflakes. I am super relig. I'm going to clean you of all your sins.
Cleanse.
Cleanse.
So he is staunchly believed in celibacy and that sex was unhealthy and immoral, right?
Oh, come on, man. Lighten up.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, I mean, it's your religion, so do as you please.
But he was that much of a firm believer that sex was damaging to the mind and body that he slept in a separate room from his wife.
Wow.
And never consummated the marriage.
Ever?
Ever. Instead, he chose to adopt children.
Oh, that's nice. I mean, adopt kids, that's nice.
I mean, excuse me, that wife needs a servicing.
Yeah, that's true.
Let me tell you, she's not going to be eating cornflakes for the rest of her life, because I wouldn't.
That sounds like a woman who's doing long-distance relationships with her boyfriend.
Yes, it does.
Just constantly at home smashing those cornflakes.
Oh, I'm smashing the cornies every day.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
All right. I've been waiting for this moment all morning.
Morning.
Shall we?
You're nervous, mate.
No.
I know what it's like to be on this side of the cone. When you want to take someone in there...
I'm normally nervous before you take me in there.
Okay, so you're...
I'm not nervous to take you in there.
Okay, so this is the kind of silence. We go inside, you've said no excuses, and we can't get mad at each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no idea what you want to take me in there for, but let's do it, mate. I want to go in.
For some reason, it's always more relaxing in here. Even though it's stressful because you know that you're about to get ripped on.
I normally feel relaxed because I'm the one... who's asked you to go in the cone, but I don't know what's happening in here, so now I feel awkward. But do you mind if I grab a croissant?
No, you can have one.
I like what you've put on the table
it's
there.
It's croissant, by the way.
It's croissant.
No.
We spoke
Why
about this.
Why don't you have a strawberry? Because you got your 45 challenge.
We spoke about croissant in the cone, remember? It's not croissant.
Anyway,
why am I in
it's
here?
It's my turn.
Why am I here?
Okay, there's something that you have done from day one of us working together.
Day one.
Mm-hmm.
It's going back a whole
month
now.
Yeah, but you do it all the time. And I tell you what, it is now the bane of my existence.
I know what it is. I think I know what it is.
Can you tell me what you think it is?
Is it me readjusting my package?
No.
Okay.
Actually, that's one thing. Okay. But this
that's not why
does
we're in
my
here.
Head in.
Sure.
You make me wait for everything, all the time. You fanny about doing nothing while everybody else waits around for you.
You might say nothing. I'm
so
pretty
you
busy.
Go to the toilet and you take a 20-minute number two.
Busy, Yeah, I'm busy in there.
Yeah. You swipe around on Facebook while you're in there.
That's research for the show.
You talk to people about nothing while I'm still waiting for you before we go in and do like a voiceover or something like that.
Seinfeld did a whole show about nothing and he's a
millionaire. Did I not say no excuses?
You did say that.
Correct.
Okay.
Right.
No excuses, just statements. But anyway. Yep. Anything else?
And that was an excuse as well. An excuse for an excuse.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, look.
After sunrise, you said, I've just got to go to the toilet with Jamie. And then you peed off into the newsroom for a good 30 minutes while I waited for you, thinking that you were on the toilet. But in fact, you were having a tour around the newsroom.
Well,
so I thought, stuff you, and I got in an Uber and left.
I was going to the toilet. And
another
then,
excuse.
And then it
fantastic.
Got, no, and
you
then the
are
tour got offered.
For excuses. Jamie, I am not asking for your excuse.
Jamie works
Shut.
In the newsroom. I was being a supportive fiancé.
I think we're going to have another cone of silence about how much.
You can only bring up one thing in the cone
of
silence.
No, but we'll do it another day.
Well, that's another day.
About
that's
your,
not today.
About your penchant for excuses.
I do love
you
an excuse.
You are non-stop.
Yeah, it's great. Anything else?
We were at the animal care facility.
Mm.
And you were about 20 minutes late for our appointment to walk the dogs. It's hard for you, isn't it?
I can't make any excuses. I'm just going to sit here and have my coffee
yeah,
and croissant.
Hard. It's hard.
Not annoyed at
all. So I think the moral,
not
the moral
annoyed
of
in
my
the cone.
Story is...
I'm fine in the cone.
Mm. You do not like it when it's on you at all, do you?
No,
you just can't cop it.
I live on Gawn Time.
Mm.
And Gawn Time, the clock doesn't exist.
Mm.
You know, LeGorn just rocks up when LeGorn rocks up. That sounded so wanky, but I still ran with it anyway. Okay, look, I apologise for my lateness.
I think you just need to be a little bit more aware of it.
Okay, that's fine, mate. Look, I will do my best to be there at a punctual time when you need me there.
Yeah.
Okay?
And what I will leave this cone...
Yes?
I'm going to leave you with a little piece of advice.
Yeah.
Time is money. Okay? So every second and minute that you waste, I could be earning money. So get on with it.
Well, in true Gawn style, I will allow you to leave the cone, but I'm going to stay in here, all right? So you go along. I'll catch up with you, yeah? I'll catch up with you. See
let
you, mate.
Me out.
Yeah, I'll let you out. Don't worry.
Okay, see ya. Bye.
I'm still in the cone. You need to push the buttons. I'm in the cone, Pollard. You need to push the buttons. I'm in the cone.
Well, I don't know which one to push.
Well, I can't get out, mate. Quick.
Okay, here you go.
Let's go. Get up with Gawndy and Ash Pollard. CFM.
Yep, that's the one. Good job.
Get up with Gawndy and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
I know we've stopped doing your 30-second updates for I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Mm-hmm.
But you've just been watching Cardi B interviews and now she's acting like Cardi B. You get a spare minute today. Watch some Cardi B interviews. She is a loose.
She is my queen.
Unit. We should do a translate Cardi B because it's hard to understand what she's saying half the time, but she's a character. Love a bit of Cardi B action. We are playing that song Finesse next with Bruno Mars.
Oh, timing.
And Cardi B. But just quickly.
Seconds. Yep.
Yeah, we've stopped doing the updates on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. But.
Oh.
Some went down on the episode last night, and I want to hear this audio because I haven't heard it yet.
You've taken over.
Well, this is so John Edwards. He's the guy that chats to people who have passed, right?
The psychic.
Yeah, I guess you call him a psychic, medium kind of guy, yep. Chats to people. He's probably the most world famous one.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the butler of Princess Diana's on the show, of course, and we've got audio of him chatting to Princess Diana. Have you heard this yet?
No.
I've got to hear this. And the people in the jungle, they're fully into it. They're saying, yeah, this is 100%. Do you believe in this stuff? Do you believe John Edwards can chat to people who have passed?
I really don't have an opinion on it.
You're not big on it? Let's have a listen to the audio.
It's not that I don't believe. I just don't really know yet. I haven't looked into it that much.
Okay.
Well, we can believe there are things out there.
I'm sure we can get John Edwards on this show. I've had him on this station before.
I want to.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Let's have a listen to him chatting to Princess Diana. This is him chatting to Di.
Your friend wants to tell you that the dream... where she came to you in the royal blue dress was real.
I do have a dream of me sitting alone with the princess, and she is wearing a blue dress. It's the last dress I saw her in. I've never told anybody about that particular dream.
Ooh. I just had to give John Edwards a round of applause. I mean, he's never told the butler, he's never told anyone about that dream. And there's John Edwards chatting to a princess in a blue dress.
I mean, she did wear a blue dress a lot.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Is that all?
That's it.
Oh. That's how him. Anticlimactic.
Well, that's the whole show, really.
Oh.
I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. One big anticlimactic two-hour experience. Oh, I mean, the fact that he can chat to Princess
Di. I wanted something a bit more juice.
You wanted more juice?
Yeah.
You get more juice out of the butt, like, see, obviously work with it. So he's the one, he's
but
got the walk and he's got the juice.
Do you know what I think about that sitchy? Is that the housewife, what's her name?
Camilla.
No, the housewife in the jungle.
Oh, so I think you meant Camilla Parker-Bowles. Producer G knows who it is. Who is it?
It is Jackie Gillies.
Jackie Gillies. She'd be like, absolutely so putrid that old mate came in and wanted to do some readings because she fancies herself a bit of a psychic.
She claims she can.
Yeah, and she's been wanting to read the butler for ages and he just won't let her. He's just like, can you go away?
But then John Edwards comes in.
Yeah, and just takes the thunder from Jackie.
That's like being good at basketball. You're killing it with your mates and then Michael Jordan rocks up.
Yeah.
And then you just look like a piece of bloody...
Just look like a dingbat.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm.
Well, I'm a celebrity. It rolls on Channel 10. Have you dropped off it? Because you, I mean, you've been in the...
I've dropped off.
Mm.
But Pricey went in the other night to do Jungle Radio, which is cool. Because every night before bed, we'd do Jungle Radio and Pricey would get up on that little stage. And one by one each night, we'd all get up. And Pricey would be the interviewer, we'd be the interviewees.
Well, maybe he can chat to Princess Di at some stage.
Don't think so. He's out of the jungle now. He just went in there to get some good content and bail.
Some good coin, you mean?
Yeah.
For the cat.
Let's go. New to CFM for 2018. Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard.
Dee McCarthy is back next, live from LA. Pamela Anderson wants to change something in New South Wales female prisons.
Mm.
You seen this today?
Yeah.
Want to get Dean on for it next. Pamela seems to think it's going to fix the prisons, going to make them less angry. From what I've seen, it's going to make them more angry. I'll let you know what that is next with Dean, but he's going to join us live from LA with all the latest from there. And you've just been watching Cardi B interviews all morning.
She's the chick that sings, well, the song that's coming up.
We're about
Vanessa
to play.
With Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
And what's the other one? Bodak
Yellow. That's like a real kind of gangster vibe.
Yeah. And she is something else. Oh,
that makes no sense to anyone who hasn't watched an interview with her. She does seem to say that a lot in her.
I'm going to channel her for the rest of my life. She's like me and I don't feel bad for being me anymore.
She's a different unit.
She's a different unit.
Like yourself, Pollard.
Yeah, yeah.
This was that song you were talking about.
You can f*** with me if you want to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes.
Maybe you can ask Dean about Cardi B. You might have had a run-in with her. She's your new girl crush. She's a massive girl crush, right?
Just only because she's savage and she's real sort of gutter.
Yeah. But also classy at the same time.
No,
it's like you,
I don't think she's classy. I think she's really witty.
Yeah.
And doesn't care, but cares, which is why I like her.
Oh, she's good. Cardi B.
Oh,
this is her with Bruno right now. Finesse.
Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard, CFM.
We've created a monster with Ash Pollard watching Cardi B interviews.
I just listened to that song off the back of watching, like, Cardi B funny moments on YouTube, right?
Watch it today if you get a chance.
And
she's loose.
Suddenly the song is so much better.
Yeah.
Because I feel like her and I are besties now, and I'm like, I get it.
You're spirit animals.
Mm-hmm, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, no. That's all we're going to get for the rest of the morning now. She's been...
I'm on a budget.
You've been sucked into the Cardi B.
Nobody knows what I'm talking about, so it's not even funny.
Hey, no, she's one of the biggest stars in the world right now.
Look, if you've got a second today, a few seconds to waste, YouTube Cardi B funny moments, OMG.
Let's catch up with Dean because maybe he's met her. Let's see what the vibe is on Cardi B in the States.
101.3 CFM. Goopla.
Dean McCarthy, Pollard, and myself, I'll be honest, absolutely loving Cardi B. Is she just huge in the States right now?
Oh, she's huge in the States. I spent a week with her in Dubai last March for Arab Fashion Week. There's a very cute photo of her and I front row at Fashion Week. on my Instagram, Mr. Dean McCarthy. Don't want to plug it. I wouldn't plug it live on air or anything, but it's MR Dean. No, honestly, though, Ash, you've nailed it. She is so funny. She's so down to earth. When I said she wasn't that big of a star, though, so I haven't experienced her as a mega, mega, mega star, but she's so funny and down to earth.
I have to ask, does she carry on like she does in YouTube vids and on TV in normal life?
Yes.
Oh,
let me tell you what she did. She made us go. This is what she did. She made us leave the building through the kitchen, down through the fire escape because she was afraid of paparazzi. There were absolutely no paparazzi. No one was there. There were no fans, and we had to go through like the slippery kitchen and leave the back. And we were like, she's ridiculous.
Oh my god, it sounds she's like me when ridiculous. I'm leaving work.
Cardi B's also the one that said she's not doing the Super Bowl, even though she wasn't asked to do the Super Bowl. So, all right, well, the girl crush lives on, and you should have seen the love on Ash's face when you said you've hung out with her. It's unbelievable. We need to get an interview with Cardi B. She's the best. Hey, let's quickly chat about Pamela Anderson, because there's news out today here, Dean, that she wants to change something in New South Wales female prisons.
Yes, it's making headlines in Hollywood today as well. Pamela Anderson she's pleading with the Australian government that they ban meat and that they have vegan food for women inmates at prison in Australia. Now, the one reason is, of course, that they don't eat animals. The other is because she believes it will make the women less violent. So Pamela Anderson is pleading that they make vegan foods in women jails in Australia. It's a little bit random. I didn't see this coming as a story today, you know what I mean? But look, I mean, she's got a pretty good point.
Why is she targeting Australia? Why Oz in particular?
Don't know.
Yeah.
No. There's a lot of women in jail in America. The jails here are huge and they're so overcrowded. So I don't know why she's gone straight down under. I'm not sure.
I kind of feel like that would maybe do the reverse on some ladies. They might be like, I love my meat. Give me my meat.
And then they'll be vegan. Shiving everyone.
To eat liver, because they're like, they've taken the meat out, I'm taking the meat out of you. Hey, is it true that Donald Trump was nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize? This can't be real.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. Yes, let me tell you this. I hope you're sitting down, because this is just the most ridiculous thing I've heard all day. Actually, it's the second year in a row Donald Trump has been nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. Let me tell you why. They have said, because of his ideology of peace by force. That is what he has. I'm not even kidding. But let me tell you, obviously we think it's ridiculous. We're not the only ones. They're doing an investigation into the person who nominated him. You need to be a government official or a professor or someone in this specific field. And it appears the person who nominated him does not have the correct credentials when they dug a little bit deeper to nominate him. But he probably got a new extra $100,000 or a Rolls Royce or something from the president to nominate him. Mm. I don't think it's going to happen, and he most certainly will not be winning.
Oh my gosh.
Peace by force.
What a fraudster.
Isn't that interesting? He lives in the same world as when Kim Jong-un plays golf and gets a hole-in-one on every hole. They just, have you seen those news stories?
No.
Yeah, he goes out, he plays golf, and then they put in the news, Kim Jong-un plays 18 holes, gets a hole-in-one every single hole.
Loves a bit of propaganda.
Fake news is
Cardi
what they
B,
say.
Get her on him.
Ah, we love it. Dean, good to catch up, mate. If you've got any Cardi B updates, send them through to us, because I know Pollard lives for it now.
Oh, Dean, you're so cool. Oh, great.
Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
For anyone that's been listening the last few days, at this time in particular, you've heard some weird stuff. You followed the toe-sucking journey between a couple of people that I met, toe-sucking journey to love, and they ended up pretty much together off the back of it. But this one is kind of in, you know, if I put it up in there, maybe in that realm.
What?
I've held something from you. I've held something from you that you showed me, actually. You showed me, so maybe you're not that embarrassed about it. But, you know, you're someone who likes to think she lives up to a certain standard of herself and the community and this kind of stuff. And then recently you showed me a picture of you.
What is it?
Squatting next to a car with someone holding a jacket. So holding a jacket to block you while you did a little your business on the side of the road.
It's okay, you can say it.
Yeah, you tinkle.
I did a wee.
You weed on the side of the road. Yep. And now that is something that I would not, if someone came to me and said, hey, did you hear Ash Pollard weed beside a car on the side of the road? I go, that's not Ash. I say, no way, man. I know Ash. That ain't her. So when I saw that pic, I was like, wow. We're learning. We're learning about Ash. Because
yeah.
I feel like if someone else did that, you'd be like, oh, that, in your words, that's Fezza.
Fezza.
Oh, that's...
That is uncouth, I would say. I wouldn't say Fezza.
But there you are in all your glory on the side of the road next to a truck with someone holding the jacket. Can you just give me more on the sitch? The sitchy,
so,
as you would say.
Actually, I will tell you what it was. It was R&B Vine Days.
Classy.
Yeah.
Yep.
And we just arrived in our limousine.
As you do.
And I was busting to go to the toilet.
Couldn't wait.
Couldn't wait. And in fact, there was a line up to the portables and I thought I would rather die than have to line up, let alone go and sit on that portable toilet. And so I thought, let's just be one with nature for a moment. And so I jumped amongst the grapes and popped a squat. And my friend held a picnic blanket up over me so no one else could see.
And who took the photo? Who took the snapshot of you?
Pete.
Long distance boyfriend Pistol Pete. He's meant to have your bag. Although in saying that.
He did have my bag. But someone else took the pic.
No, they didn't. He took the
pic. No, I promise. Someone else took the pic. He knew I was doing it.
And how did you end up with the pic?
Classic. Well, I said, send it to me.
That's your classic quote after every photo of you taken. Send it to me. Send it to me. I want the pic where I'm squatting near the grapevines and... Well, how come you haven't posted it? You just kept that to yourself.
As if I post that. That's not something people want to see. I'm happy to tell people about it.
People want to see the real part.
I have popped a squat just about everywhere in the world, let me tell you.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just about everywhere. Where's the fanciest place?
Jackalope in the middle of the vines last weekend.
Jackalope?
Yeah, it's this brand new vineyard in Victoria.
Give me an international one.
In Las Vegas.
Yeah.
On that long road from Los Angeles to Las Vegas.
And what happens in Vegas doesn't stay in Vegas, you know what I mean?
Get up with Gaunty and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
There is a boom in volunteerism at the moment around the world, and it has seen some Australian volunteers unwittingly contributing to harmful practices when they go to work in orphanages around the world. So people take a gap year after year 12, for instance, and they go and they volunteer their time in an orphanage, for instance, for 3 to 6 months or whatever.
Isn't it a sad reality when someone takes, you know, time out of their, so a gap year of their own to go and help people less fortunate, only to then find out that they're involved in a situation that isn't what it claims to be. So what are some of these situations that they find themselves in?
Okay, well, let me just start first with the federal government is launching a smart volunteering campaign to better inform Aussies about the risk of working in overseas orphanages. A UNICEF report was released last year and found the number of residential orphanages in Cambodia increased by 75% between 2005 and 2010, with most of the children living in them neither orphans or abandoned kids.
Wow,
right?
Yeah.
So half the institutions were in popular tourist destinations as well. The UN found that children could be exploited to attract funding and donations from tourists.
Oh, that is sad.
Yep, including being forced to beg, interact and play with visitors. So, you know, this is a serious thing. And in the past, more than half of Australia's universities have advertised orphanage work as one of the international volunteering opportunities that students can take up.
So how do students know?
Anyone considering volunteering can find information on the DFAT website, DFAT website.
And don't let this put you off, by the way. I mean, if this is something that you want to do, don't let it put you off because these kids need help more than anyone,
I say. But the thing is that you need to jump on this website, on the DFAT website, to find out what institutions, what organisations are the ones that are legitimate, that actually have orphans and abandoned kids that are in need of help, because a lot of the other ones are completely corrupt. They've either got children that have been snatched or, you know, I don't necessarily know where the kids come from, but they're not genuine orphan children. They're being, the kids themselves are being exploited to make money for these criminals, these crooks.
If anyone's been involved in this or not, you know, experienced it for themselves, or maybe you've had a positive volunteer tourism story, 13, 12, 16, we would like to hear from you. Have you had anything to do with this? Because you, chatting to you pre-show, you were saying that you know a fair bit about this.
I haven't personally, but I know I have a lot of friends that have gone over to do it. A friend of mine and her mum went over to do it. They went to they didn't go to Cambodia, they went to somewhere else. But theirs was completely legit. And it is a really, really sad and humbling experience all at once. And you just can't, until you go to a third world country, you just don't know the dire straits that these poor children live in and the conditions. And, you know, you often think, how on earth are they going to survive in life in this situation? But going over to volunteer for appropriate organisations is an amazing thing.
Yeah.
It really is.
And look, and it certainly makes you appreciate what you've got, you know, when no matter what kind of problems you're having or feel like you're having here at work with family or whatnot, it's nothing compared to what these kids go through and what these people go through in these villages. So, look, like I said, don't let it put you off. If it's something that you want to get involved in, you still can. Just give us that website one more time.
So it's the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade, DFAT, so dfat.gov.au. And that's where you can find all the appropriate information.
Let's go. Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard, CFM.
Look, I know the Rolling Stones don't get much of a run on good old CFM. But, you know, they are one of the great bands. Everyone knows the Rolling Stones. Everyone knows Mick Jagger, Keith Richards. What's interesting is that Mick Jagger's having his eighth child at the age of 73.
Another one.
That's what I've got here.
You're kidding.
Keith Richards has done an interview with a magazine about the Rolling Stones frontman, and he said at the age of 73, it's time to have the snip. You can't be a father at that age, those poor kids. Eight kids, 73 years of age.
Is this true?
What?
Do
some Googling, mate. He's saying it's time to put an end to it. Because when you think about it,
but has he actually got a kid on the way, or has he just made that statement?
Google it up, mate. Google
it
up.
No, you tell me. You're
you
the
tell
one doing
me.
It. Oh, you don't know, do you?
I've got it here. I've got it right here, Pollard. Here we go. This is from Keith Richards, the man himself.
Mm.
And he said, it's time for the snip. You can't be a father. He has a kid on the, 73 and, you know, eighth kid on the way. I'm telling you. Don't question my facts.
I can't even. Deal.
The last kid he had was in December 2016. Yes, he's having a kid. He's having his eighth kid at 73. Don't question my facts, please.
Oh, I've got it. No, I don't believe you.
Why would there be a story if he's not? You fool.
Because I think he just said it off the cuff.
I don't think so, mate.
Oh, Keith, I want to prove you wrong on this one.
Prove me wrong.
I'm going to need a break to do this.
When you think about
he looks like a squashed, like, grape. His face is like, it looks like a sultana, dried sultana.
I do love that description.
It does.
So,
it's like all the drugs that you've ever taken
have caught
have
up
just
with them.
Sapped the absolute. Do you know, it's like, this is what all people are going to look like if you've done that stuff, right?
Mm.
Listen up, people of the world.
Here we go.
If you get amongst that feral stuff, get ready to look like Mick Jagger.
He's 73. I mean, he's had a good run. He's had
my
a good
dad
run.
Is 73 and my dad does not look like a dried up sultana.
Jeff?
No, he does not.
He certainly
he's
doesn't.
Still got collagen vibrating through his cheeks.
But has he lived the life of Mick Jagger? That's the question.
He's lived the life of Jeff Pollard is what he's lived.
He's lived 10 lives looking after you as a kid. He's having a kid, I'm telling you, mate.
Don't do drugs. It is disgusting.
And the snip at 73 is needed, I do believe. Because when the kid's 21, he's going to be 94. What's that about?
Oh, no.
Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
Your research skills, mate, are off the charts with that Mick Jagger.
I got a little bit excited. I read the news story and I thought he was having his...
You assumed.
Thought he was having a kid.
Mm.
He had his eighth kid at 73, but 2016 was his eighth kid.
No, no, no. Even you've got that wrong, darling.
What?
Okay.
He had his eighth
child at 72.
No, it says here he was 73.
Oh, my God.
It's in print.
Show me.
Right there. It says... He was in 2016. He was 73.
Well, maybe he had a birthday, but I'm reading it here.
I'm done with the Rolling Stones. I never want to hear about him ever again. And I apologise to Mick Jagger for, you know, letting everyone know you were having another kid when you weren't, mate. Don't have kids in your 70s. Yeah, it's a bit old.
All his kids are amazing, but they all look so different. Are they all to different women? There's eight of them.
I dare say they're not all to the same woman. Which was the one that you picked out? Mick Jagger's son. You're like, oh. He's a babe.
Yeah, he's delish.
Which one was that?
James.
James Jagger.
James Jagger.
He wouldn't struggle in the world, would he?
He's got these delicious eyeballs that I would suck right out of his sockets.
That's one way to win him over him. James. He wouldn't struggle, James Jagger. Eyeball's gone.
See ya.
Let's go. Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard. CFM.
Here's a story for you, Ash, out of Darwin. Mm. And whether you believe in the extraterrestrial thing or not.
What did you just do?
Extraterrestrial. The aliens. People believe they're out there and a lot of spottings in Darwin for some reason. Seems to be the place that happens a lot.
No, people aren't spotting extraterrestrials. They're spotting unidentified flying objects.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
With the extraterrestrials in there, that's for sure. We've got a resident of Darwin from McMinn's Lagoon. He's an amateur astronomer. Yeah. His name's Peter Tibbetts and he joins us on the show right now. Morning, Pete.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
We're well, mate.
We're well, Pete. I'm a bit of a skeptic for this kind of thing, but I need you to convince me. What did you see?
Well, I don't know whether I can convince you about... the extraterrestrials, I don't know if they're there, but there's certainly something flying around Darwin at the moment that's causing people a few questions to be asked anyway.
So did you document this by any chance?
No photographic evidence, no. Oh. No, you see, at the moment we're going through our wet season, so you don't usually see much of the sky up here at this time of year, but... It just happened to be, I was wandering around early one morning and it was a clear sky, so I thought I'd have a bit of a look around, but I didn't have my telescope out because I usually put it away in the wet season, so it was only visual, I'm afraid, with no telescope and no pictures.
Is there any chance it could have just been like a shooting star? I've seen some pretty heavy shooting star kind of stuff.
You're right there. I've been doing this up here for a long time, 20 years or more, and I've seen lots of weird things I haven't been able to explain. Red lights and lights stopping in the middle of the sky and all sorts of things like that. But this was the reason that I became interested in this was that this was a one-off. It was something I'd never seen before and it was quite different to anything I'd ever seen.
What did it look like and how close was it?
Well, I can't tell you how close it was because it was in the sky, but it wasn't down real low, but... It looked like, if you think of a piece of black cardboard, absolutely black, because the sky was quite black that morning, and you put a blob of white paint in the middle of it. So there was nothing shining, there was nothing, there was no movement, it was just like I explained, a white, big white, and it wasn't like starry work, because stars are all different colours and they twinkle, and planets have got all different colours. This was a real pure white, and it just sat there.
Well, you've got me convinced, Pete, because I believe something is out there. I'm yet to spot anything myself, but I feel like the universe is far too big for just us to be there. Whether you've spotted something in Darwin or not, I'm not sure. But the experience, it says here, has inspired you to start studying a course about extraterrestrial life. Where do you begin to find a course like that?
Well, there's lots of courses online. I'm doing an online course because I live a long way away from a uni and higher ed, etc. But the course that I'm actually doing looks at what are the precursors of life on Earth. And so when we look for life on another planet, etc., we need to look for certain things. You can't just say, look for a building or look for a light shining, because life can be start right from, like life started on Earth, I assume, from, you know, the oceans and microbes and all that sort of stuff. So it just gives you an idea of how you look for life on other planets.
Interesting, mate. What do you say to the non-believers when you tell them what you saw? Like, are people buying your story, or are they going, oh, all right, Pete, calm down, mate?
Yeah. That's the one.
Okay.
Calm down.
Hey, I'm not totally against believing or anything like that. Like, I really want to jump on board. I'm not shutting this off at all.
No,
like,
but you're waiting for that solid evidence where you can actually see the pictures, right?
But I'm still really interested in these stories. Like, I'm fascinated, Pete, by your story.
But
for
even,
sure.
Even pictures can be altered, you know what I mean? So I feel like until I see something
bizarre...
No, but
bizarre. Pete sounds like a really genuine person.
Yeah,
like, your story sounds... It checks out, Pete.
It's not like some of the loonies we've had on this show that have seen some weird stuff, especially, I don't know what it is about Darwin or the northern part of Australia, but there seems to be a lot coming out of there.
Mm-mm.
Why is it particularly there?
I think that the excuse here is that it's all in the water.
It's all the stuff you're drinking, man.
quite possibly. Things do look a bit different on Friday night, I tell you.
I bet they do in 4 a.m. when you spotted this. But, Pete, we appreciate you giving us your rundown. I saw this story and I just had to find out more about it. But if you do spot real life, you know, extraterrestrials, we'd love to hear back from you.
I'll be in touch. You'll be the first one I'll contact. I'll probably see you up there.
Thanks, Pete.
I won't be there, mate. Good on you, Pete.
Get up with Gawndy and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
This Channel 7 saga that we have going on between us and Channel 7 at the moment.
Why is it a saga?
Because the saga, it continues.
But it's not bad.
No, it's not bad.
But that's what a saga is.
Is a saga bad, is it?
It's kind of negative, isn't it?
Is it? I just thought it was like a story. Like, a saga is a story.
Saga.
You know, like Lord of the Rings is a saga, but it's not bad. It's just an ongoing story that movies that are far too long. I've never really watched. Anyway, our back and forth with Sunrise and Channel 7 and The Morning Show at the moment. So, I mean, you were on My Kitchen Rules, which was on Channel 7.
Mm-hmm.
I used to host The Lotto, which was on Channel 7.
Mm.
And we appeared in the Sunrise Window last week. That was a bit of fun. Did our show live from the Sunrise Window. And then you were on The Morning Show this week, where we all gathered around TV and I just asked for one mention and got a lot of mentions.
On you,
Gawndy.
Gawndy. From the guys.
I've been pretty happy with this. You're really...
I've been messaged by another person.
This is like the third day now.
Yep. Because it continues. I've been messaged by another person, Pollard. I can't say.
What?
But they've messaged me.
Mm.
And they're going to roll with a secret, top secret mission on Channel 7. Just, they're going to drop Gawndy again. Gawndy is going to be dropped on 7 again this week.
It?
I can't say.
Oh, why?
But they direct me because it's going to blow the mission wide open, and
just
I can't.
Just whisper it.
I can't do it.
Just whisper it.
Oh, see, that's them now.
What?
They're
is
on
it?
To me. Yes, they're saying do not mention. Honestly, I can't, Pollard. But what I will say, hopefully, I have audio. This way.
That was not them, you twit.
It was.
It was producer Gia saying saga is a long story or heroic achievement.
It was them, and they said, do not mention it. They said, keep it on the down low, Gawns.
Good saga.
But you know what? The saga rolls on, and even though I can't get myself on the show, I'm still getting mentions from people on the morning show. So I'll have that audio
Your
for you this week.
Your quest for fame continues.
It's not a quest for fame, mate.
Oh, desperation.
It's getting this show out there to the masses.
It's okay.
Is what it's doing.
We will support you.
If I get mentioned, you get mentioned with me. That's the thing. We're a combo now. We're a deal. We're a package.
Whatever you say, darling. I'm not really that fast.
Don't darling me, mate. Do not darling me.
Okay, darling.
Babe.
Babe.
Let's get to the news. Straight after that, we want to hear from the shop assistants. Yeah?
Oh, yes, we do.
You're a shop assistant.
If you are a shop assistant that likes to say, hi, how are you?
You've got beef with these people.
Call me. All right. Or actually, don't call me.
No, we want it. 13, 12, 16. We want to chat to the shop assistants. Get in touch.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. CFM.
I'm a really quick shopper, right? I don't like to dawdle. I sort of get in, get out. I'm not hugely into shopping, and that might come as a bit of a surprise to some because, you know, most women love shopping. I just don't have the patience for it. And what I guess really frustrates me about shopping is that when I go into a store, normally the first thing a shop assistant would say is, "Hi, how are you?" Like literally every time.
Well, that's polite to do, isn't it, to say hi?
I find it rude. I get annoyed because I know that that shop assistant doesn't give two hoots how I am. They don't care. They're just saying it because they're like robots.
What would you rather? They say nothing.
Hello, or just leave me alone until it looks like I need some help. Can I help you with something? Can I hold that for you?
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Just don't you dare come up and ask me how I am.
Also, okay.
Just excuse me.
No, you go, mate.
Don't not communicate with the other staff members, because sometimes there are three people that'll come up to me and ask me the same thing. And it's like, are you guys like not...
What, so after they've said hi and how are you, you want them to go up to the other employees and go, "I've already said hi to her, don't say hi to her."
Yes, or like, or can everyone in the store please be aware? So I used to be a stylist for Cook Eye, right? Many, many moons ago when I was younger, and I worked in the shop. And there were strict rules. There were rules that you had to greet the customer within 30 seconds of them coming into the shop, and you weren't allowed to ask them how they were. Because for that exact reason.
So what were the things you had to say?
Hello.
Or classic. Like, that's a classic.
Can I help you with something?
Okay.
You know, don't bombard them and annoy the crap out of them. And don't come up to me and start going, I love that. I love that. I love that colour. It looks so great. Like, pee off, okay? I know it looks good on me. I don't need your help until I ask you necessarily.
Yeah,
for style advice. Like, don't come up to me with your $2 shoes on and tell me that that looks good, because I'm telling you, it doesn't.
I've worked retail as well, and you are told to say these things, and you do become, I mean, I get the impression, and having done it, people that work retail, they're not, well, for me personally, I'll speak on behalf of myself, I didn't love it. So whenever someone came in, I was just going through the motions. Hey, mate, how you going? Need a hand.
I don't care for that excuse.
You're told to sell stuff to people. You want some socks with those shirts.
You have a choice, right?
Yeah.
If you're given the opportunity to have a job, you should think yourself lucky, because there are people out there that don't have jobs.
Tian's in Charmhaven, who is a shop assistant. Are you raging listening to this, Tian? Are you agreeing with Ash Pollard?
I don't agree.
Okay. She doesn't agree with you, mate. She does not agree.
What don't you agree with?
Well, we're supposed to say, like, hey, how you going? And then, but people like you piss me off because, like, I don't know, you're supposed to, I don't know, when people come in, they say, oh, my God.
Good. That's great, because I was about to rip her a new one.
Can
that's
I just
sure.
say, we didn't cut her off. She cut herself off there. So I don't want anyone thinking we went, get her out of here.
Say,
no, but if you're going to give it, you've got to take it. You can't sit there and get...
I'm taking it. Yeah. I sat there and listened to her, mate.
Yeah, but you're about to rage.
Yeah, because she doesn't actually care how I am. She's only saying it because her boss has told her to say it.
So you want someone genuine. Let's
if
go to...
someone genuinely cares how I am and they want to continue a conversation, fine.
Christy at Narara, do you genuinely care?
Christy.
Narara.
Oh, sorry.
Hello.
Sorry. Hi.
Hi. Do you mean it when
how
you say...
How are you?
Do you mean that, mate? Do you mean it when you say that?
100%. Like... obviously, working in retail, it's a customer service based industry.
Yes.
There are things you are made to say to be polite to a customer, but I feel like we're at work all day. We want to make conversation as well. You know, if we're not talking to the customers, we're not doing much. So if I'm asking you how you are, I'm asking you how you are. That's a genuine.
There's genuine
thing.
Ones out there.
Polite. Yeah.
And by the sound of it, Christy's one of them.
Okay, well, Christy, where do you work? Because yes. I want to come in there and be...
I work
yes.
for Sunglass Hut, and it is a great company to work for, and we are very, very customer-focused. It's all about building customer connections.
See?
It's
right.
not all about getting you to buy things from us. We want you to like us. We want you to like our brand, and we want you to like our products. We're not going to sell you something that you don't like.
I definitely...
Because you're going to go away... and you're going to wear them somewhere and your friends are going to be like, who the hell sold you those?
Yeah. There are a lot of companies that definitely push the customer service model, and that's fantastic. They also push the sales model where you have to make a certain amount of sales a day. And if you don't make that, you know, that's you get into trouble. But even though companies are pushing the customer service model and making sure that you approach the customer, each and every person is different, right? So even though you've been taught the customer service spiel, doesn't necessarily mean that individual's going to go and...
If you go in there with your head down and you don't give them an opportunity to be genuine, it might be hard to say hi to you when you've gone in there and you're not giving them eye contact and stuff. You know, it's pretty hard to be genuine when someone's like, don't leave me to look at my coat. Do not come near me.
Do you know what?
And I'm guilty of it too.
They should be excited for the challenge to try and interact with me.
I'm guilty of it too. I walk in and go, I'm just looking, thanks. That's the first thing I say, just looking.
Yeah.
Because I'm scared they're going to start selling me stuff off the get-go.
You're not scared. You just don't want to talk to them.
Or anyone, for that matter.
Look.
What are you going to finish it on, mate? What are you going to finish it on? Your last little message to the sale assistants.
Sometimes I just don't want to be asked, hi, how are you, if the person doesn't mean it. When I've been asked 979,000 times in the last hour of shopping in stores and they don't care... Don't ask me.
Yeah, how dare
they? That's all.
How dare they attempt to be polite?
Look, and if you think I'm having a go and if you're annoyed at me, fine. Fine. But I bet you at one point you've snobbed off a customer service person once or twice or three times in your life.
Guilty. Guilty,
yes.
Mate. Guilty.
We're all guilty of it.
Get up with Gaunty and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
Text messages are flying through from Miss Pollard.
Mrs.
Pollard.
Mm.
Your mum.
Mother dearest is not at all happy about my little rant.
You did. You teed off on shop assistants. Not all shop assistants.
No, I did not tee off on all shop assistants.
We love the shop assistants.
I did not even tee off on shop assistants. I was just expressing my annoyance with disingenuous greetings when you walk into a store.
So people that don't care and people that are just purely there to try to sell you stuff.
Yeah. Like, just leave me alone, okay? I'll do it myself.
There's the end of it there. You're just like, please leave me alone. Yeah. You had your big rant and now you're like, just leave me alone.
Yeah. Leave Brittany alone! Who's that guy, you know? Yeah.
I remember the guy. I don't remember his name. Yeah. Okay. Do you want to get to your mum's text messages about it first or do you want to chat to Erica at Gosford who agrees with you, Ash? Let's go to Erica.
All right.
Erica, good morning.
Hey, Erica.
Good morning. How are you going?
We're good,
good.
Mate. You're on Pollard's side here.
I am. I've worked in retail. I don't anymore. But we always got taught that the reason that people are coming into a shop is because they're looking for the experience of actually being in the store and being served and it being all about them. So insincerely saying, oh, hi, how are you going, when you're doing something behind the counter and you don't really care, is not giving that impression. And they should just be shopping online. So I completely agree with you 100% on what you're saying.
Oh, thank goodness.
Ash thought she was alone there for a second.
And I think you explained it quite well there. You know, it is about the experience and I'm not coming in to get annoyed or anything like that. I'm coming in to buy something or have a look around and see what it's like or, you know, whatevs.
Yeah.
So it is all about that. Anyway, I'm doing my rant. And whilst I'm doing my rant, my mum is literally sending me texts using my full name, Ashley.
Ashley Pollard.
Ashley, stop it, she's saying. Stop the rant. Are you a golden child?
This is from your mother.
Yes.
Oh, this is good.
She was like, you are alienating so many people.
So she felt like you're kind of on your high chair there, having your say. But, you know, I agree with you, mate. When you walk into a shop, you don't want people who are just like, ugh.
Mm.
Ugh. And then trying to sell you something as well. Did she go on? Did Miss Pollard go on?
No, that's pretty much the...
I wish we could read your response.
Yeah.
Because you teed off back. It's love, hate.
Look,
more
at the
love.
End of the day, like, no. I'm allowed to have my own opinion. We all are. And if you want to call up and have yours, by all means. But this segment's over now, so unfortunately you can't. You missed the boat.
Oh, you can call us, 13, 12, 16. But we're going to get on out of here. Maybe we'll revisit it tomorrow if you want to have your say. You're always
just
welcome.
Just in case you all want to know, my mum, you know, gets on my back when I'm having a go. So if you feel bad and you wanted to get stuck into me, don't worry. My mum already did it for you.
On your behalf.
Yep.
been a fiery show. It's been a fun one. And have a great Thursday.
See you guys.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard.
CFM.